getting on Wyoming like towards the end of last week and just introducing them a little bit. And the bulk of our preparation will be coming up this week. And looking forward to the season. I think we obviously, like anybody else at this time of year, you're a work in progress. But I feel good about where we are right now and where this football team's headed. And it'll start this week.
You know, after a while, I think fall camps probably always run together for you, but is anything distinguish this one from, you know, your first five?
I think you become a little more comfortable. I mean, from my standpoint, as far as what I want to accomplish, what we want to get done, we've made adjustments along the way over the, you know, I guess this is year six, so I liked our schedule. I liked the way things set up. I think our teams, I thought we got really good work in, but, you know, other than, you know, obviously the bad, Kevin's injury, Kevin Williams getting hurt, we came out of it fairly healthy, and I think we're ready to go and feel good about where we are. And, you know, I feel bad for Kevin. That was he was playing some good football, and it's a tough setback for him, but his surgery went well, and he'll recover in short order.
Remember about Brett Smith a couple years ago for Wyoming, and what kind of problems did he present for you?
He was a true freshman, I believe, when we first played against him, and I came out of that game. I went into that game and really came out of that game thinking he's far along for a true freshman, and I think he's a really good player. He's very poised. He has excellent feet. A guy who, you know, I don't know what he runs or anything like that, but he's very elusive in the pocket. He buys time. I think he's a really good player. And I thought that going into that game, and I remember coming out of that game, I was very, very impressed with him. And I think he's continued. He's a lot further along now as a player than he was then. But he's a good quarterback.
How much have they changed since 2011? You guys last played. I mean, still running a lot of the same stuff, or they changed a little bit?
There's some similarities. They were maybe a little bit more multiple personnel wise. Now they're, you know, a little more exclusively spread, but you still see some of the elements of what they, you know, of putting a tight end or multiple tight ends in the game. That creeps up every now and then, but very similar to what he was when they were at Missouri.
When you haven't seen them in any games prior to the season opener, how tough is it to prepare for an opponent like this the first time around?
Well, it's obviously, you know, that you're going to get a lot of different things from them offensively, probably some things you haven't seen. And, you know, they've had a whole offseason, as have we. And, you know, you're going to see some things you're going to have to adjust to. They're going to have to make their adjustments defensively. You know, you don't really know what to expect. They were more exclusively a four-man front last year, and now it sounds like they've gone more to at least mixing in more of a 30 front. So there's going to be some adjustments that have to be made along the way and on both sides. You know, we're in a situation where I think we have a lot of different options of guys to play, and I think you're going to see a lot of different guys play, guys that have earned playing time, and I think we have good depth, and I feel comfortable about where we are. Obviously, we're going to be playing not exclusively, but we're going to be playing seeing a lot of four wide sets, so that. You know, that obviously dictates a little bit what we put out there personnel wise. So, honestly, I don't know what to expect. You know, they could come out and throw us a curveball and we'll be ready to adjust. You know, it's the thing that's nice for us defensively is we've played against our offense, which is so multiple that, our guys have seen a lot of looks, they've seen a lot of different football. So, that helps prepare you for a game like this. When you going in, you know you're going to see some things you maybe didn't quite expect.
Who's that dying corner for you guys right now? Would be in there as the fourth corner.
We have a couple different guys that can be in that slot. So, like I said, it depends on what personnel groupings they throw out there, but you'll see some a number of different guys at that slot. You know, we could have some, we could put a corner in there, we could put a safety in there, we can put a linebacker in there, and that's kind of how we're built right now.
Do you feel like you're ready to have some of those newcomers go out there in a game situation?
Yeah, it's going to be, you're going to see some, you're going to see some old faces, you're going to see some new faces. It's going to be a good mix, and like I said, I think a lot of guys have come a long way and then have earned playing time, so it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, what new faces might we see a lot of Saturday?
Ooh, you know, when you include the red shirts and the true new freshmen, you know, you're going to see a number of them. I mean, I, you know, to go right down the list, you know, there'd be probably too many to name in this setting, but, you know, you're going to see, you know, I'm trying to think, are you looking for like the new freshman, the true freshman, or the
people that we haven't seen?
I mean, you could see, you'll probably see newbie. You'll probably see, Malik Collins. You'll see Randy Gregory, who's a JC guy, Kevin Maurice, you know, probably Nate Gary will play some football for us. Trying to think of who I, you know, Seathan Carter. You know, those are just some names off the top of my head, but you'll probably see more than that.
Hey, Bo, what is suggested that the defense is so young that it's going to take a little while and maybe it's not as good as they were last year? What do you think when you hear that?
I don't pay attention to it. You know, I'm just worried about making our football team better. You know, like the proof's going to be in the pudding. We'll find out. And you know, we're going to have. I like the group we're going to put. I like our potential, and our job is to get them coached and to bring them along. And that's all. That's all our mindset is.
Hey, Bo, it hasn't always been your favorite question in the past, but with so many young guys, I think it's sort of an interesting topic again. How are you going to deal with this black shirt thing when you've got 20, 25 guys on defense who are all playing quite a bit?
It's a good question. I haven't given it much thought up to this point because we don't normally hand them out this early, but you'll definitely see them. I don't know how many you'll see. I'm probably not as giving giving out black shirts to anybody who goes out there on the field. I think you know, with the more guys you see, you'd think you'd see more, you'll probably see less. But, you know, I haven't given it a lot of thought yet.
With as much, you know, mixing personnel, I mean, that tradition, which used to be 11, 12, 13 guys playing most of the game, is that a pretty difficult tradition to try to manage now, considering how many guys you need to win a game?
Yeah, well, I think it's different now. It's much different, you know, in that, you know, and I think that we're set up right now and capable of playing a lot of different guys. You know, how that's going to work week to week, you know, some of that depends on how fast an offense is going and the tempo of when you have opportunities to sub too. You know, there are some times when a team's going fast enough that, you know, subbing, you know, you can't. And but you'll probably see more guys playing than what you've seen in the past, and I just think that's a little bit of a product of college football now. It's so fast, and you know you can the more guys you have available to you, the better off you're going to be.
What do you have to tackle with six guys all pretty equal right now? I mean, how do you envision rotating those guys in? Could it be every series, every two series, a new group of two guys go in there and keep tackling?
Yeah, we have a lot of flexibility in how we're playing our guys right now. And you're going to see a good mix. And like I said, I think there are a lot of guys capable of going in there and giving us snaps and quality snaps. So, like I said, week to week, it might be a little bit different. But especially early on, you know, try to play a lot of guys and find out how they react when the lights come on.
What, if any advantage, do you think the
the new addition to the, on the east side is going to provide you during the game, not just recruiting, but during the game itself?
Well, you would think it would hold the sound in a little bit more and make it even louder. I don't know. You know, I haven't, obviously, you know, I'll be experiencing it for the first time too. But you would think that it would make it even louder. You would think it would keep it in there, you know, with the two high sides the way it is.
We have so many young players. You kind of expect them to be a little wide-eyed when they go out there the first time. For so many guys, this would be the first collegiate game where they're actually playing, not just watching the game playing.
Well, I think the key is getting them to understand to just take the things that we're doing in practice and, you know, their approach, you know, that the same approach you take when you scrimmage. Like the one time we scrimmaged this year, I didn't even tell them we were going to scrimmage. We just went out and did it. And because I didn't want them, you know, I want them to think about executing, doing their job, each guy. And, don't make it bigger than it is. It's football's football. It doesn't matter what, I mean, you know, these young guys, you know, it's defensively, offensively, they're playing against good football players every single day. And, just because you put nine, you know, you obviously the adrenaline's going to be going, the emotion's going to be going, but at the same time, you have to keep it under control. It's part of the process for these kids is to understand, I can't don't make more of it than it is. Just go out there and execute your football. And every kid responds a little bit differently. And we have to, for myself or our staff to ignore that, you're crazy. You address it. You talk to them about it. And you just try to keep them in the moment and understand you just have to execute.
Your defensive standards are really high. Playing so many young guys, do you have to lower them a little bit early in the season and sort of let guys, make mistakes or play through mistakes?
Well, yeah, you're going to have your mistakes. But you do, no matter how young or how old, you're going to have – I have never seen a guy play a perfect game. Our expectation is for them to go out and do their job and execute the way they've been taught to execute. So as far as that's me lowering our standards, I'm not a big stats guy. But what I look for is execution and do what you're supposed to do, play hard, play with passion. If there is a mistake, I want them to understand it better be done going 100 miles an hour. That's what our expectation is, and then as you gain experience, you grow, and hopefully you start minimizing those mistakes. But going in, I don't, the message is pretty clear of what our expectations are and what our standards are going to remain.
One stat I know you pay attention to a lot, coaches, is turnover margin. We talk a lot in camp about ball security on the offensive side. On the defensive side, how satisfied were you last year with your takeaways, and what have you guys worked on in terms of improving that? You guys are pretty good at the end of the year, but what have you guys worked on to improve that?
Well, we always emphasize it, you talk about it. I think we've actually done a fairly good job at times in camp of getting the ball out. I think the emphasis is there. And working against our offense, it's been a challenge because I think, knock on wood, but I think that our offense is really doing a good job of protecting the football right now. And that starts obviously with Taylor at the quarterback position, but they've really bought into it. And I like it when you start hearing some of the leadership on the offensive side and guys that have been around holding especially the young guys or guys with a little less experience, holding them accountable to it, even when they don't put the ball on the ground. If the ball's, somebody's running with it loose, when you start hearing linemen, hey, lock the football up, and you understand that the emphasis that you're looking to get is pretty apparent.
In college football, that will sacrifice yards just to try to get the ball out. Iowa State would be an example. They'll try to pull at it and punch it even if they gain an extra 5 yards. Is that your philosophy, or you guys, are you a little bit more conservative in that regard?
I don't know if it's conservative. I like to think we do it the right way, and that, if you're the first guy there for the tackle, your thought process is to make the tackle. It's when you're the second, third, hopefully fourth guy in on there, that's when you're working the football. But I just saw an example on film last year. I won't say what team it was, but against this same Wyoming team where kid caught a hitch and the corner was coming in. His mindset was to go strip the football, and he missed the tackle, and the guy went 80 yards. And, that's bad football. That's not – that isn't – you can't go down that road, you know. And our guys, that's taught to them from day one.
Coach Taylor had a standout season last year. What have you noticed different from now that you think is going to make him even better this year?
Well, I think he's at a good camp. I think he's continuing to grow. I think he's more efficient than he's been. I think, every year, your understanding of what teams are going to do, it'll be a challenge for Taylor this week because, not having a great idea what they're going to do defensively, he's going to have to react well. And we're going to have to be able to make some adjustments, and he's going to have to manage some things for us. And, to make sure he, keeps us in because, we don't really have a great idea what they're going to do defensively. And, it's about executing our offense. But obviously that falls on the quarterback of, not being real sure what you're going to see coverage-wise and that type of thing.
How do you guys handle the kicker situation on Saturday?
That remains to be seen. We're still, that competition's ongoing. I think we have two very capable kickers. In some way, we'll probably share the duties. And I think it's close. It's a close competition right now.
So you can use the first couple games almost – tryout type deal
on
meeting situation to see how
we'll see. I mean, we'll see how this week of practice goes. Like I said, we've been putting them out there and as stressful as situations as we can put them in to see how they react. And towards the end of the, when it gets to be the end of the week, we'll look at the statistics and our feel as a coaching staff and make our decisions how we're going to go into the first game. But that's, just because we go into the first game like that, then the evaluation continues.
Long snapper, that's still up in the air.
Yeah, I feel we have two very capable long snappers.
He's going to be starting a season opener for the fourth straight year. Can you even try to start to describe how far he's come from over the course of a four-year career?
Well, I've talked about it at length. I think Taylor's come so far. And he continues to grow. I mean, that's the nature of that position. If he's able to, and he moves on to the next level, he'll still have a long way to go. It's a humbling position. It's a difficult position to play, and he's been doing it since his freshman year, and obviously has gone through. Like any quarterback, you're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs, you're going to have to face adversity. And one thing about Taylor, one thing I have a lot of respect for him for is for the way he's grown as a person. And not only as a quarterback, but as a person through this whole thing. Because it's not easy to forget about just the things you deal with on the field. But at the quarterback in Nebraska, is a four-year starter, you deal with a lot of things off the field. A lot of pressure, a lot of expectations, a lot of criticism. And that's not easy. It's not easy. But I think that he's persevered through it. He's stayed focused on making himself a better football player and taking the approach, I'm going to control what I can control. And just keeps working. He has a tremendous work ethic, and a great focus to him, which has allowed him to grow. And that's what you want to see.
When you say he's been more efficient, what does that entail? What are you referring to?
Well, when I say efficiency, it's understanding that you have to let the offense work for you. I think that early on in his growth process, he was. Now, he's a kid who has tremendous ability and tremendous confidence. And sometimes, he thought that he could, his mindset was to try and score or throw a scoring pass or on every play. And, as you grow into it, you understand you got to let the offense work for you, let the guys around you make plays. It comes with decision-making and at times, like taking his checkdowns, reading the coverage and taking what's there rather than even if you stick a ball in there that shouldn't be thrown, you might get away with it once. You probably won't get away with it again. So understanding, that how the coverage works and how, let the offense work for him. And he's done that.
How would you compare your offensive line this year to last year?
I think we're better. I think we're deeper, which I think will definitely help us. But I like the group up front. We're not the finished product. But I think that we have really good depth and a lot of guys that I have a lot of confidence in. I feel good about our two deep. And I feel good about even some guys that might not, that might still be on the come that I think down the road are going to help us too. You know, so, you know, every day, not just with the starters, but with the backups, those guys got to keep working every single day. And the way we practice, they'll continue to get better. And I think that depth will only continue.
Can you tell us about the linebacker spot and how many different guys you anticipate rotating through there this weekend?
Well, it depends on what we see. But like I said, I'm not sure what we're going to see from them offensively. And you know, a lot of that will be dictated by, you know, kind of what they put out there. You know, because we, you know, for the most part, we match up. And I like our linebacker group. I think they've really gotten better. I thought they made it. I was a little concerned about 10 days or 2 weeks in. I think over the last 10 days or so, week, I saw some guys make a big jump in their understanding and their development. And, but, you know, every day is important for that group.
Well, for communication on defense, where are you at right now? Where do you want to be? And where does it compare to last year?
I don't think you're ever where you want to be communication-wise, because I don't think you can talk enough when you're out there on the field defensively. It's like, you know, especially in this day and age where kids, you know, with the texting and all the things that go on, they're not, you know, sometimes getting them to communicate and to talk and be loud is you know, you feel like you need a broomstick to get them to talk. And, you know, it's interesting, but, yeah, I think they've gotten better. I think their understanding of what we're doing right now is pretty good. And, you know, but I think it's always a work in progress. You know, it's like, you know, when you're, especially on the defensive side of the football, when you're, you know, it's like playing defense in basketball. The real good ones, you know, the real good teams, you see them out there communicating, talking, anticipating things. And you know, that's the level you want to get to where, you know, I tell them all the time, as long as we're on the same page, if you're going to make a call, make a call. But don't be halfway in between us, because the way our defense works, as long as we communicate and we're on the same page, that's all I'm concerned with. You know, and if we don't want them to make that call, we'll tell them that. But we'll live through the down as long as we're all doing the same things. And that comes back to communication.
Coach mentioned that you were concerned about the linebacker spot even as soon as 10 days ago. Are there any areas of the field that you're still concerned like that heading into this week?
Right down the line, you know, when you sit in this spot, you know, it all concerns you, you know, but I have confidence in this group. I think our leadership's been really good. But we, you know, every day we walk out there on the practice field, it's important. And that's always the case, but we're trying to not only, it's not just about the ones, it's about the twos, it's about the backups, it's about the depth, it's about developing your guys, you got to take that challenge every day, and that's a challenge our guys got to accept.
Anybody ruled out in game one?
Sam Cotton probably will. I would say he's doubtful right now. Other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape. Jake Long's good to go.
Coach, obviously you're focused on Wyoming. What's your assessment of the Big Ten, Dr. Bob?
Oh, I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but it's a good conference. I think top to bottom, it's going to be a good league.
Is there any particular you're referring to in the last week to 10 days that have stepped up?
I saw Michael Rose. I think Bando, Josh Banderas, he continues to get better every day. Courtney Love just started to get out there because he had that hamstring issue, and Obviously, he's got a little bit longer way to go right now because he missed so much time. But, you know, like you get in that group. I think Zaire Anderson's made a big jump. You know, Jared Offalava continues to do some things, but he's just got to keep working on his consistency. And Santos, you know, I mean, he's a guy who's played some football, but, you know, David's getting more comfortable in the role he's in. So, you know, it's, like I said, it's at that spot. You know, there's a lot to do at the linebacker position and to learn that spot. And but I think Coach Ells has done a really good job with those guys. I'm happy with their progress.
Courtney, a redshirt guy. Courtney Love.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. But I would have said no. I think Courtney's going to be a heck of a player for us down the line. But, you know, he's just missed so much time. It's going to, you know, and also we're going to probably play against a number of spread teams here early, which, so, you know, we're going to do the right thing by him. But, you know, that's probably where it's heading right now.
I'm guessing that Marcus, there's no way Marcus could do anything on a special teams front.
No, Marcus will just be coming out to practice.
Hey, Coach, what are the advantages of having to buy home game to start out when you have a younger team like this?
So
what are the advantages of having 5 home games in a row, having a younger team like you have right now?
Well, I'm hoping that we can get to 12 home games, and then I'm always going to sleep at home on Friday night. That's the goal. So I don't know if you guys can see if Sean can maybe get the rules changed, and maybe we can play them all at home. I think the fans would like that too.
Okay, time for one, two more.
Coach, you won all 5 year open for Nebraska's one. 27 straight. What's the secret to avoiding that letdown in week one?
Score more points than the other team in the first game. But I don't know. I don't know when you go back. We're going to have to play well. I think this is. We have respect for this football team. I think they do a really good job of coaching. I think they have some playmakers, and you know, it's just about us coming out and executing our football. That's the only thing we're concerned with right now.
You said you had to address getting excited for a first game with a young team. Do you still have to kind of say that to yourself as well? I'm sure you're going to get pumped up.
I never get excited. Come on. You ever see me get excited? That's an ongoing problem in my life. So I got to check my emotion at the door. But no, it's always, you know, I love this part of the job of the coach. I mean, I love obviously coaching every day and the practice and stuff. But you get out there, I like the competition. It's fun, and I enjoy that part of the job. But you know, it is going to be important in how we help, you know, especially some of the young guys manage it. And a lot of it, so it's important in how you deal with your players. And, you know, it's something that, you know, we'll talk about a little bit more at length as a staff as the week goes on.
Coach, have you used last year the way it ended with the bowl game loss and the Big Ten championship loss? Have you or the coaches or the players looked back on that as kind of motivation for unfinished business?
No. It's a different time, different place. And I like to think when you're in this profession or you do what we do, you're always motivated. And, it's a different, you know, different challenges, different football team, and we're motivated, I'll put it that way.